But in the meantime, you know, while we're waiting for all of that, one thing that we want to push for too is custom avatars. And one of the big takeaways too that we're going to open up soon is the ability to dress the custom avatars with clothing, and specifically with MD clothing as a start. So we'll support the compatibility probably, I mean, ideally in this release, but it's probably going to be in the next release. So much sooner, pretty soon. To reiterate, my use question was, what stopped other users to create other female avatars that becomes like the default for most of the population in Sansar? We don't really want to stop that. We actually want to encourage you to do that, to make all varieties of avatars, even if it's in humanoid. Now that we're opening MD clothing to custom avatars, that would be great. One thing that we may even consider is that, you know, if your new, you know, female avatar mesh is so proportioned or like rigged properly to the skeleton, we may even consider offering it as one of the default choices in the avatar editor. So another thing we're coming up with as we're promoting custom avatars is, you know, in the first time user flow, we're making a little bit of an improvement to expose custom avatars, because we realized that, you know, a lot of new users don't even see the custom avatars because they would have to, you know, look for the store and then they would have to look wear it. So one thing we are looking into is kind of expose a first time user to custom avatars right off the bat during the registration flow. So when the new user is picking an avatar, we're going to show them like a few selection of avatars. So ideally, we are looking into creating our own in-house avatars for that, and then as well as promoting a featured set of custom avatars from the store as well. Now, one thing we don't want to do is to expose paid items to the user right off the bat. So we are going to concentrate on free items. So now that's where you creators come in, is that we do encourage you to create more custom avatars. It's great if you would like to post them as a paid product, but it would also be great if it would be free. One thing that will be great for you as a creator too is that on this selection flow, we will be calling out the creator who made the item. So it's a little bit more of like a promotion for you and your store as well. So that'll be great. We do aim to, you know, reserve a few slots for store items and then cycle avatars that we do promote there. We don't know yet what the time frame is, whether it's weekly or monthly, but we'll be discussing that a little bit more internally.